Greetings and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. I hope you're having a good week. This is Michael Ann Conley, and I am your habit change agent. I am here to support you in becoming a change agent in your own life, especially about those habits that you want to change from the inside out. So if you're feeling stuck, worried, trapped, exasperated about a habit that isn't serving you, and it's not getting you where you want to be in your life, or if you care about somebody else in that circumstance, then we are here for you. This week, we're continuing in a little series about negative self-talk. So if you're around someone who is stuck in negative self-talk, today I'm going to offer you some support for being resourceful and compassionate with them or with yourself if you're the one who's stuck. Let's start first with today's Habits into Health practice. We do this in every episode. Just introduces you to a small taste of the kind of self-exploration that we do in the Habits into Health programs. What I've discovered is that really we learn by what we do. So you get to teach yourself through your own experience. Let's do a little bit of connecting with the breath today. We have done this before. It's a lovely little exercise. Put yourself in a nice, comfortable sitting position. And you keep your eyes open for this, if need be. This is not a meditative exercise. It's an exercise in developing awareness. So as you breathe normally, naturally, regularly, whatever way that means to you, just notice what moves. Notice the movement of your breath. And we stretch that outside the box because notice where you first notice. Of course, you're breathing. You might feel the air coming in and out of your nostrils or in your nostrils and out of your mouth. You might feel the rise and fall of your chest or your belly. But let yourself become attentive to other things in you that are connected to the breath. For instance, do you feel your back moving against the chair as you breathe? Just check that out. And then as you breathe, just notice based on where your arms and hands are. If your arms are resting on an armrest, do they move as you breathe? It's quite possible. If your hands are resting on your lap, just notice the movement that happens without you having to do anything. And then you might also notice as you breathe, what happens to your sides? You know, the lungs don't just move forward. They move in all directions. So yeah, they move forward, your chest and your belly, but they also move backward, your back, upper back, lower back. And they move to your sides, between your trunk and your arms. So feel that movement as you breathe. And you may even be able to feel the movement of your breath in your cheekbones or your eyes. Up into your head, the movement of your head as you breathe. This is all about aliveness. And over time, through practice, you can gain awareness of how your breath goes down into your gut, down into your legs, through your knees, right down to your feet. And if you will, I invite you to be available to the movement of your breath as you listen to the rest of our podcast for today. Let's do a little station identification. You are listening to Habits into Health, and my name is Michael Ann Conley. I am a holistic therapist, and I host this podcast show. We are going on 3 years now, which is really exciting. I have created a survey on my website to find out more about you, so come on over to habitsintohealth.com. And click the survey link. Tell me what's going on with you. I am shaping the content of this podcast to respond to your comments. And you can make comments on the website, but they are not automatically posted. If you want to make a private comment to me, you can let me know not to post your comment. And while you're there, check out my ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit or Does Your Habit Have You? And it clarifies 5 top warning signs that could apply to you. And some things you can do about it. When you sign up, to get the ebook. You also get on my newsletter list, which I send out about once a month, sometimes less, sometimes a little more. And I let you know about the kinds of things that I'm doing here in the San Francisco area where I live in California, or the places where I travel, and the remote programs that I do. And by the way, I should mention, if you like to just have podcasts just pop right into your system, you can subscribe on iTunes by going to the iTunes store and searching for Habits Into Health. Okay, let's talk about our topic. Last week I shared about being at the credit union. And after learning that I help people work with changing their habits, the teller asked me, "What do you think is the most common problem habit?" And what came up was negative self-talk. And I think that was maybe because I'd been kind of walking in the question. It had been asked by a reader of an article that I'd written. And the reader said, "What can I do with someone who is always a Debbie Downer? I have to interact with this person who walks around with a cloud over her head on a daily basis." When you're around someone who has nothing good to say about anything, it can be a challenge. And being a Debbie Downer or a Sad Sam can be a drag too. Last time I shared my experience and research that confirms it, that trying to counter Debbie's down with your up could backfire. In fact, it's pretty likely, because attempting to cheer her up is more likely to increase her sense of the gap between where she is and where she wants to be. And if you've ever felt down yourself, you may be able to relate to this. You can listen to that podcast from last week and how to adapt a typical affirmation so that it's more reachable, more accessible, by going to habitsintohealth.com and search for the phrase dealing with. Today we're going to touch base with resourceful compassion. Because if you're around a Debbie Downer or a Sad Sam, it can easily trigger feelings of resentment or guilt. Eventually, you start to feel pressured to take care of the person. That happens a lot of the time. And if you are yourself stuck in a down place, you probably do not want to burden your friends and family, even as you feel powerless to stop your state. Being compassionate toward yourself can really help. So let's think about what negative self-talk might represent. Most of us understand the split that our culture plays around the body-mind thing. But we can still get trapped into thinking that thoughts and moods are mental, when what's closer to the truth is that negative self-talk can be a symptom of something physical that Debbie is not aware of. So if you're a friend and feeling powerless or stressed about Debbie, you can be a resource, because it's very likely that she thinks it's mental too. And if you are Debbie Downer, you are probably laying a lot of blame on yourself, more than your friends can ever know. Here's something to know about this, and it comes from Dan Stratford. He's the founder of Safe Harbor. And he says, I'm going to quote him, "Most people who suffer from physically induced depression and anxiety, conditions that commonly bring about negative self-talk, have no or little idea that it stems from a physical condition. This is because the negative self-talk may have originally formed because of psychological reasons. An oppressive father, for example." And then he says, "They manage to rise above many of these bad feelings as they get older. But a low thyroid, chronic fatigue, hypoglycemia, food allergies, etc. can weaken them, causing these old feelings to once again seem real." End that quote. And I would also say you may have a condition called Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and that also can affect your energy levels and lead to negative self-talk. By the way, I want to let you know that Safe Harbor supports people who want non-pharmaceutical options and support for psychological problems. I will post a link with this podcast on the website at habitsintohealth.com, and you could just search for the words "dealing with" to bring it up. You can also encourage Debbie Downer to consider functional medicine. This is an emerging hybrid between conventional and alternative care that is nutrient-based. And you can find out more about this resource at the Institute for Functional Medicine website. I will also post a link with the podcast at habitsintohealth.com. In these cases, of course, you can't make Debbie get the help she needs, but you can ask if it's okay to offer suggestions. Usually it's a good idea to ask for permission. So here's something you might say. I'd like to share some resources I've learned about. Would that be okay with you? And if Debbie says no, take a deep breath, notice where that breath moves you, and let it go. Next time, I'll discuss some other ways you can respond, especially to take care of yourself. For now, it's time to sign off. I'd love to hear your feedback about what I've been saying on this podcast and about what most keeps you stuck in old patterns or helps to free you for your next step. Come to habitsintohealth.com to let me know by clicking on the survey link. And if you have a habit that's creating problems for you, or someone you know has a problem habit, then come to habitsintohealth.com and request that free ebook. It can really help you clarify the issues you're dealing with. And you'll also find other podcast articles, other resources on the website. I always like to end by saying, remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You have been listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling out of control over unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.